Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
The runners lead the 2-2 pitch. A ground ball to the shortstop. Mason Wynn flips to second. They get the out at second base on Millis. That's a Redbird winner. 6-4 on the force play. Light it up in downtown St. Louis. The Cardinals beat the Nationals in game one of the three-game series, 4-2.
After a lengthy delay, something like 140 minutes worth of rain delay, they did not start on time last night. Got the ball game going at 9 o'clock. You know, it all's good, though, because they won the game against the Washington Nationals tonight. They'll get back at it. We got the 5:50 pregame show and a 6:45 first pitch right here on 104.1 FM KMOX, which, by the way, is going to remain the home of Cardinals baseball for the foreseeable future. Multi-year extension that we announced this week. So the Cardinals and KMOX continue to be great partners. And we go to the guest line today. We talk to John Rooney, who is the voice of the Cardinals on KMOX, the flagship station. John, how's it going?
Well, it's going fine up and at 'em after a long day's journey in tonight, the late show last night, but it was well worth the wait.
Yeah, we were, we'll get to that in a moment, but we were just, I just mentioned that the extension has happened, that Cardinals baseball is going to stay here on KMOX for the next few years at least, and maybe beyond that. And I know, John, KMOX has been a big part of Cardinals baseball for a very long time, and you knew that before you even took that job.
Well, I was with KMOX back in 1980. And again, in 1984, I was there a couple of different times before I started doing a lot of minor league baseball and working my way toward the majors. And I remember being at the meeting with Mr. Hyland where he handed out the Sony clock radios with a little plaque on top that said the 60th anniversary of KMOX Radio. And now we're going to the 100th anniversary coming up. So I'm damned old.
Well, you haven't been here for all 100.
Yeah, you've been there the whole time.
Yeah, come on, John. It's not like you were here in 1925.
I like the Sony clock radio, though.
Please tell me you still have that.
Yeah, do you still have
that.
It?
Yeah. I have it somewhere. It's in a crate somewhere. No, I still have that, and it still works.
You're like, because you love all things tech, right, John?
Well, most things tech, not everything.
So do you, I imagine then you have a little collection starting with the clock radio on forward.
Well, I don't have a crystal set or anything like that. You know, going back to sitting in the living room and trying to get the signal in on that. Now, I don't remember those days, but we had a Philco radio in the house. And outside of Kansas City, but it couldn't bring in KMOX, so we had to go out in the car and listen. And then when it came up, full at sunset and started reaching 36, 38 states, then it came in nice and clear in the house. But that was my first experience with KMOX, listening to the Cardinal games back in 64 with that great run. And I was talking about that team today. That was the all-broadcast team. You had Bill White, first base, voice of the Yankees, and you had Dick Grote, who did Pittsburgh basketball, University of Pittsburgh, and Dick Grote was an All-American and the leading scorer in the country when he played at Duke before he got into pro baseball. And you had Tim McCarver, Bob Uecker, broadcasters, Mike Shannon, broadcaster. We also had Bob Gibson, who did a great deal of broadcasting, Lou Brock as well. That was kind of the all-broadcaster team.
That's incredible.
Yeah, when you put it that way, I hadn't thought of it that way, but that the stories too, because so much we were talking about the different skill sets needed for broadcasting the various sports and baseball. You have to be such a great storyteller to weave together the game and life. We were listening to old Vin Scully clips. It really is an art form.
And they had more time without the pitch clock to really get into stories, even though if you don't start a story with two outs, you can still get it in, even with the pitch timer. It's there are enough foul balls and things like that that you know, we've had several 10 pitch at bats lately from both teams. So it's time to get a story or two in. I got my Harry Root Beer story in the other night, even though I had to continue it the next inning, and I started that with one out.
Wait, I did it with a Harry Root Beer?
Harry Carey.
Not a Harry Root Beer. Yeah.
Sorry, I was like, what's a Harry Root Beer?
Okay, are we done?
No.
I would.
Not by a long shot, John.
I know, I'm sorry.
You want to give Amy the Cliff's Notes version of this?
Well,
story.
Anyway, Joe Grube is a stage manager for TV, home TV at the South Side and the North Side. And he was working with Harry in the booth there on GN one night. And Harry looked at him. It was a real hot night. And he goes, Joe, go get me a root beer, will you? So he goes back in the press room. They don't have root beer. So he comes back, Harry, there's no root beer. So I have to leave out. I have to leave out several expletives, but... Joe, there has to be a root beer somewhere. Go get me a root beer, will you? Come on. Go get a root beer. And so he goes back and pours him a Diet Coke. He brings it in. Harry takes a sip of it. Oh, that's good root beer.
That's awesome. Oh, man, I know Joe Grube. I love that he did that. He's probably like, I can't entertain this guy here. I'm just, here's a...
He named one of his cats after me.
Oh, that's so good.
So we started off by talking about last night's game and the long rain delay, which, you know, nobody really likes to sit through a rain delay. But I'm assuming that with this team having played 6 doubleheaders already, they really didn't want to play another one today or tomorrow.
Well, they just kind of figured, what's new? We have a delay, you know, live with it and deal with it. And that's what they've been doing. So, no, they're making the best out of it that they can. And they did last night. And they have Sonny go 5 last night. And I'm sure he had some interruptions to his routine, not knowing exactly when we were going to start. He was supposed to throw the first pitch around 6:45 and threw it around 9:02. It was good that he was able to go 5. They got him the runs necessary to win and picked up his 9th win of the year. And the bullpen did a really good job falling in line, coming on with Steven Matz working a scoreless inning and then giving way all the way to the end to Ryan Helsley. The guys did a great job last night, and that was a team win against Washington. And the Cardinals are going to get Washington's best effort, especially after Dave Martinez was removed as manager.
Yeah, the general manager was let go, or the president of baseball operations, their manager was let go. So that's an organization that is right now in some transition. All right, John Rooney, 5:50 pregame show tonight, 6:45 first pitch. We'll do it again. Game 2 of 3 against the Nats at Busch Stadium. We'll be listening in.
And to celebrate the contract extension between Odyssey, KMOX, and the Cardinals, I'm going to have a Harry Root Beer when I get to the park.
Enjoy that Diet
Coke.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
All right, bye.